Thank you for your Holy Ghost. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for my life, my health, and my strength. Most of all, I thank you for your power that you have let me experience to know that's in your love this evening. How many believe today there is saving power? There is healing power. How many know there's divine power? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Power! Come on, have a praise him a little while longer.
Tonight. You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much, and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's right at about 9 minutes after the hour. I want to thank you again for locking in. We've got the very best in gospel music right here for you today, and those of you, tell a neighbor, tell a friend to lock in right here. 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Joining us on our website at nfiradio.com, or join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or you can bump us at our email, that's itbelongstogod@yahoo.com. itbelongstogod@yahoo.com. All small caps, please. Look, I want to thank you so much. We are an international network where you can log in anywhere in the world, so feel free to even call us at 347-215-8049. All right, well, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music right here from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
said you're all I need.
Father, don't miss on me through the hour. Heavenly doctor, my knee. The heart system, heart regulator. Yes, I need you. Early in the morning, I need you.
We're not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
You're one. This is not a drill. It's the B.O.B. bounce. And it's about to get real.
Let's go.
It's about to get real.
27 minutes after the hour, and we are having a church, huh? All right. Look, again, want to thank you so much for catching the waves. Got more coming your way right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one gorgeous and contemporary Christian station in the world. Want to send a shout-out to those of you out in Jersey. That's right, New Jersey. Guys, you are welcome. You are certainly welcome, and we thank you for calling in to let us know that you're locking in there in Jersey. And also want to send a shout-out to Philadelphia, huh? We want to thank you also. And also want to send a shout-out to those of you in Kansas City. Kansas City, look, we love you. Appreciate every kind word that you share. And those of you, look, if you want to make a comment and send us a comment, you can go to our website at nfiradio.com. And in that website, you'll see comments. And you can post your comment right there under our website. All right, well, it's a beautiful day. And those of you, look, I said it many times, numerous times, those of you that lock in, you know, one of the most important things we as Christians, we have to stay focused. We can't get caught up with the affairs of this world, because if we do, hello somebody, you're going to miss out on what God has for you. And how many know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us love, power, and a sound mind that we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. So stand up, speak out, and lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is that King of glory? The Lord Almighty, strong in battle. So look, put on the whole armor of God that you can stand against the wiles of the enemy. All right, well, look, again, thank you. My pleasure. Want to remind you to be sure to catch the wave on our NFI television broadcast every Sunday at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24. Don't miss out on it. All right, we're going to do this, and we're going to continue with more great gospel music. Thank you again for catching the wave, your number one quartet at contemporary Christian station in the world.
sweetest name.
And I know, oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name.
Say that I know. Say something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
Say something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
It is the sweetest name I know. It is the
sweetest
name that I know. Say, somebody say, oh.
Raise it up!
The kingdom is one.
that will never be destroyed.
His kingdom is one that will never be.
One more time, say,
and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
And his kingdom is
one.
Atmospheres like this because of the potential for what God can do. See, because it's the difference between entitlement and expectation. Let me help you. Entitlement says all I've got to do is get to the space and what I need is automatic. Entitlement says, God, I need it. Expectation says, I expect that God is going to respond to me. Expectation says, God, I need you. And what we know is that expectation breeds gratitude. And once gratitude is in the room, here comes praise. And once praise is in the room, here comes worship. And God inhabits the praises of his people. So come on, Zion, lift your voice. Praise the name of our God. Invite him in. Put a requirement in the room. Put a requirement in the room. You've got to show up, God. If I praise you, you've got to show up. Hallelujah. If I magnify you, you've got to show up. God is not showing up for need, he's showing up for praise. He's not inhabiting your need, he's inhabiting your praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Long before I get all God got, I want him to get all that I got. So empty yourself of every thought, every distraction, every fear, everything that's on your mind aside from giving the Lord some praise. And let's tear the roof off this sucker. We worship you, Adonai. We magnify you, O King of Kings. We give you glory. We give you glory. Act like you know. Act like you know to be a healer and a deliverer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second of all, God, we're not inviting you into the cluttered spaces of our mind. We know that you inhabit praise. And even if you read the entire Psalm 22, you'll see mentioned that there were times that I noticed that you answered them, but you ain't answering me. It seems like I'm calling out for you over here, and you ain't answering me. God, what's going on? Even if I'm pointing out what seems to be an indiscretion or a discrepancy, and when you show up, I'm going to continue to praise because I know that's my turn. I be to God. Come on, one last shout, folks. Come on. Command it. Put something in the room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hey! Yeah!
I got you. I hear you. I feel you, huh? Yeah, I know that's right, huh? Well, look, that's Reverend Walter Ellis and the fellas. Did you get that power this morning, huh? Did you feel that power, huh? Do you know you have the power? All right, and before that, oh, my, we are having church, brothers and sisters, and I pray that you've enjoyed thus far. Was the sounds of the one and only Reverend Al Green, along with Brother Harvey Watkin Jr. And what about that duet with Reverend Al Green? do they have it going on? What did you think about it, huh? Give us a call, 347-215-8049. Look, I'm having a great time. Pray that you are as well. Want to send a shout-out to Sister Fanny Wilder Brown and everyone in Franklinton, North Carolina. Want to send a shout-out to you, my mom. Want to thank you. God bless you, mother. I love you. And I also want to send that shout-out to Wake Forest, North Carolina. You know, there's some good people in Wake Forest, North Carolina. If you didn't know, hello. I want to send a shout-out to Rose. God bless you. Thank you for locking in. I also want to send a shout-out to Brother Jeff Brooks out in Henderson, North Carolina. Pastor Carol Porter in Zebulon, North Carolina. I could go on and on and on. Look, want to remind you to be sure to catch the wave right here with all these awesome men and women of God preaching and teaching the Word of God, and you can join them right here Mondays through Thursdays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. and on Sundays at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. All these awesome men and women of God coming forth, preaching, teaching the Word of God, line upon line and precept upon precept. Don't forget, hello, what I shared with you. All right, let's do it. I'm ready, huh? We've got it for you, and we're going to do it for you. Right at the top of the hour, all right, let's take a pause for the call for the station ID, and when we come back, it's the sounds of the late great. Many of you know him. Haven't forgotten him, have you? It's Pastor Sean Jones and the True Believers right after this.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music and catch the wave on the NFI.
Growing up as a child in my mother's care. My mother told me he would always be there. Oh my, now I'm a grown man living on my. Can truly say Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord,
it's all right to clap your hands.
I am on you. Is there anybody listening to me? You ever tell the Lord that sometimes
Jones,
Jesus will always be there. Oh my, now I'm a grown man, living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometimes I lift my hand and say, Jesus, he ain't never.
I'm depending on you.
Is there anybody in this place?
yeah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all don't hear me out there. Thank you, Jesus. I wonder right now, can I get a witness out there? That's enough for yourself. That God will make a way out of no way tonight. Can I get a witness here tonight? Can I get a witness out there tonight? Won't God make a way for you? Won't God make a way for you? Why don't you see the earth? Why don't you see the earth? Wow! Thank you, Jesus. Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Listen. Ain't it sweet, my Lord, to know. Ain't the Lord sweet tonight? I said, ain't the Lord sweet tonight?
I know it was Jesus.
The Bible, and it told me there was a
19 minutes after the hour. I'm going to call on him. I don't know about you, but he may not come when you want him. But he's always on time. Huh? You're catching the wave. That's Reverend Jarrell Small. And we've got more just like that coming your way right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. Again, we are right at about 19 minutes after the hour on a beautiful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you so much for catching the wave. Want to send a shout out to a good friend. He's out in Goldsboro, North Carolina, Pastor Norman Simmons and the family. God bless you, Pastor Norman Simmons. God bless you. Awesome preacher, teacher, man of God. Met him years ago, and he's still doing some great things there in Goldsboro, North Carolina. All right, well, look, got more music coming your way. Again, those of you having a birthday on today, want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right, we all here from the NFI Studios and the entire NFI team. Want to wish you a happy birthday on today. Pray you have many, many more. All right, there's a lot going on around the world. And those of you, you know, are you ready for another stimulus check? I know somebody said, yeah, amen. I know I could use another one. Well, I don't know what's going on with that. But there right now, Pfizer is talking about another shot, huh? Talking about a third shot. What do you think of that, huh? Well, we're going to find out what's going on with that. And we will definitely keep you posted. Those of you said, I'm not taking another one. I'm through with it. I don't want another one. I don't need another one. I just want to have peace, huh? All right. Well, look. Well, just keep on praying and believing, trusting in G-O-D, huh? The God of the Bible. And many of you know who that is, huh? And he gave his only son for you and I that we all may have a right to eternal life. That more than abundantly. All right. Well, look, we're going to continue with more great gospel music. And we've got some surprises for you coming up a little later. So you don't want to go anywhere. Be sure to lock in right here. Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Right here from the NFI Studio, Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music.
I'm reminded right now of a story my father told me a long time ago. He said once a Christian woman had a vision, and in this vision, she was carried to heaven. And the angels carried a sightseeing in the city. And as they traveled, they came into a room, and in this room were shelves. And on the shelves were bottles. And she asked the angel, what's the meaning of this? The angel said, these are the tears of believers. They have cried in yonder's world. She said, well, in that case, I should have some bottles here. He said, well, your name is on the bottle. She began to look around. She said, yes. Here's my name. But why is it in so many places? Said, don't you remember when you were at conviction wall? You repented of your sins. You got so happy. You cried. She said, well, here it is again. He said, don't you remember when you'd been in the church a little while? The very ones that you thought were Christians deceived. They told a lie. Your heart got so heavy, and you cried. She said, well, here it is again. He said, well, don't you remember one day you were walking along? You thought about how your dungeons had been shaken, and the chains of sin had fallen off. You got so happy, and you stood up and cried. No wonder David said in Psalms 56 and the 8th verse, put thou my tears into thy bottle. I'm not worried today. I don't mind shedding a few tears. I don't mind crying a little while longer. A good bottle of oh.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Monica, Sister Monica, please.
Who's calling?
This is brother Deshaun. I'm calling. Actually, I'm a member at a Greater Missionary Baptist Church.
How can I help you?
I'm calling you actually about the offering. Now, did you? I know you paid your tithes, but you also
I pay my tithes every Sunday.
Okay. Now you paid a love offering as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now this past Sunday, I'm looking at a check that you left us with the bank.
Right. I sure did. I wrote a check Sunday.
Okay. Now, the check, ma'am, was $250. Am I correct?
Right. I wrote two checks for my tithes and the love offering. Right. I wrote one for $250 for the love offering.
Okay. Now, ma'am, I know. First of all, I didn't ask you. How's your day going? You doing all right?
My day is fine. How about yours?
I'm blessed. Now,
but what is this call regarding? Why are you calling me?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but your your check that you wrote for $250 actually has bounced.
Wait a minute. You said my check bounced for $250?
Your check bounced. So what I'm doing is calling you about recouping the $250 as well as, you know, you cost us $30 in bank fees.
Wait a minute now. I wrote two checks. I wrote a check for $100. Did that one bounce?
I don't see to it that one bounced. All I know is the one that the love offering has bounced.
Well, did you put them in at the same time? Because I wrote them at the same time.
They all go in on Monday, ma'am. Now, I didn't put them in at the same time. I've been putting them in for the last 2-3 years. The problem is, why would people write these?
What is your name?
I'm Brother Deshaun.
And you was there this Sunday?
I was there. I don't think it matters when I was there, ma'am. The problem is that I didn't put these checks in, and I don't understand why y'all write these checks to the church.
Wait a minute.
Knowing that they're going to
y'all write these checks?
There's a lot of people
my
write
checks these. Are good.
Well,
I don't write bad checks.
Well, why
and
do we?
One clear, why the other one didn't clear?
Maybe you didn't have enough money for both of them to clear.
What did you just say?
Maybe you didn't have enough money in the bank for both of them to clear, and I don't understand why people write these.
I got plenty money in the bank, and all my checks clear.
Well, you wrote one on Sunday, and that's the problem. How you going to try to give a look?
Wait a minute. I think you got me confused with somebody else. I don't write no bad checks.
You done wrote this?
I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm trying to be nice to you. When can we expect the $250 plus the $30?
So and you, $30?
That's the bank fees, ma'am, for the doggone check bouncing.
My check didn't bounce. I'm going to check my bank. And if my check clear, you're going to pay me $30 for calling me, harassing me about a $250 check.
Why would you write check? What, you want to sit up in the church and write these big number checks when you know you ain't got it in the bank?
You say?
I said, why would you write these checks when the money ain't in there?
Let me tell you one thing. I don't write no bad checks, and you got a lot of nerves calling me, telling me my check bounced.
Your check is the one that has bounced. And
I'll tell you what you do. You pay the since you got all the money. And don't call me with this again.
When are we going to get this $250 and this $30?
Look,
somebody from the church told me I wrote a bad check. I don't write no
You did write a
check.
Bad check.
I didn't write no bad check.
Yes, you
wait
did.
A minute. Why are you calling me? Why the treasure don't call me at church?
The treasure is
the deacon.
Busy.
I ain't never know the deacon call nobody about no bad check. Never mind who it is. We both go to the same church. And you going to call me to my I wrote a bad check. You don't you call me no more. And if the check bad, you pay it, okay?
Do pastor know you talking like this?
Do pastor know you calling me? Can you answer that?
Look, when are we going to get this $250? This $280 is what we're looking for from you.
I wrote a check for $250.
And
you will not get $280.
You
put the $30 with it.
You put $250 in there, it bounced. $30 cost us on bank fees. That's $280. When can the church expect their money?
Never. Not no $280. You will never get $280.
You're going to make me
and
come by your...
And my check then... What did you say? I'm going to do what?
You're going to make me come by your house and get this money. What is the address on
Look
this
on
check?
The check?
I got it off the check.
Well, I bet you you'll be limping back.
I'm watching you. You better not be spending no money nowhere. You better not spend nothing till I get this $250 plus $30.
I'm whatever I want to, okay?
No, you know what?
I am, and you don't call me no more with this because my check did not bounce. I don't see how one check went through and the other bounced.
Let me say this to you. We cannot accept you back into the house of the Lord no more until...
What did you say?
You are not... Don't you come in there Sunday until
I'm
we get...
I'm coming up in there Sunday and... I'm going to make sure I find, because you the person I want to see.
You're going to...
And you know what? I'm going to call the pastor right now and ask him, because I don't believe my check bounced.
Well, let me say this before you call pastor.
No, I'm going to call pastor. No, you should have talked with pastor before you called me with this information.
I got one more thing I need
what
to say to you.
You ain't got nothing to say to me. You done upset me with this. You're talking about I bounced a check. You should have went to pastor before you called me with this.
I told pastor when I got, but I got one more thing to say before I leave. Is you listening?
What do you got to say to me? What do you have to say now?
You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
What did you say?
Baby, this is.
What did you say?
I say this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend has pranked you.
I'm going to beat that. She just left here flying out the door in a hurry. No, she didn't. I'm going to that. I can't.
Oh, Lord, baby.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm serious, baby. I'm serious. Your check has not bounced. Go on into church Sunday and let's
wait a minute.
We got a lot to pray
you
for.
Done
for
call
you.
Call me and I've been. Oh my God.
Let me ask you one more thing though, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Yes, you're rocking with the best.
Coming to you live from the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Put your hand together and we sang a song that sounds like this. Everybody clap your hands. I feel the Holy Ghost moving.
to three. And when I count to three, I want somebody in here. Know God's been good to you. Get your praise on. Get your praise on.
Guitar player, can you play me that old quartet? That's old, lady. The song says, "What a time." It will be when my Savior's face, one day I'm gonna see. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna sing tonight, y'all. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. I found me a dance partner. He ain't much taller than me. Come on. I want you to go somewhere with me in your music mind. And think about when we get there. When we cross over. There'll be no more heartaches. No more pain. Somebody say, I got a mother going on. Got a father going on. That's okay. But most of all, somebody said most of all. Most of all, I want to see King Jesus, y'all. Listen.
What a time.
What a time.
It will be.
It will be.
When.
When my Savior.
Y'all better not get loud.
What a time,
what a time,
it will be,
it will be,
when,
when my Savior,
this is what the Joy Boys gonna do, y'all.
We're gonna
sing,
shout,
shout,
bless His name.
Say that again.
What a time.
What a time.
Come, Come on, clap your hands and go with me just a little while.
It will be
when
his face I see,
gonna shout troubles over y'all. I know it will be when. Let me tell you something. I can imagine in my mind he's gonna come down from heaven on high. Then we're going home, y'all, to be with him on high. What I like about it, it'll be the second verse right here. Then he's gonna separate the right from the wrong. All of his children we're going home. What I like about it, we're gonna shake glad hands, gonna join the Christian band, and we'll see
without a woman or a girl. Let's bring for the ladies.
Gospel music at its best. We are right about 5 minutes, 5 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, my, that's Brother Tim Woodson. And those of you know those guys, you know those guys, right? All right. Yeah, that's them, Tim Woodson. All right. And we've got more coming your way right here from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. You're number one, warranted.
Something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor, of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. What a great day to be alive. Oh, come, worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I come to you today with a heavy heart. My brother-in-law, Deacon Swade Exum, senior deacon at New Bethel Christian Church here in Raleigh, has passed away. And but he said he was ready to go. So who am I to try to pull him back? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. And the arrangements for Deacon Exum as follows is Friday, visitation, Friday, July the 7th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at Carlton Gray's Funeral Home at 2810 Kidd Road, Raleigh, North Carolina. And the funeral services will be Saturday, July the 8th, at 2 p.m. at New Bethel Christian Church, 4307 Old Pool Road, Raleigh, North Carolina. We thank you for listening. Oh, and by the way, that family is meeting 1921 NC 42 Highway, Willow Springs, North Carolina. The zip is 27592, and that's the address of his daughter, Wheatley Exum. And the place of burial is going to be Carolina Biblical Gardens at 1530 Creech Road in Garner. So we have, that's the announcements that we have for my brother-in-law. And, you know, I think he was ready because he had already picked out his own suit to be buried in. So, you know, anytime somebody tells you, I'm ready to go, then I don't think you ought to cry. But, you know, you still have a heavy heart. But I think you ought to rejoice that they were ready to go. Okay, so now we're going to go into our scripture. That's 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. Oh, and by the way, Reverend Curtis, be sure to call me right after I go off the air. I can't find your phone number. Okay, 1 Kings chapter 17, starting at verse 1, and it says, Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. I like that. God has given this man, Elijah, the authority to call those things that be not as though they are. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Kidron, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. See, that's what he did, according to what the Lord said. For He went and dwelt by the brook Kedron. That is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he rose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord God liveth, I have not a cake but an handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and behold, bring it to me. And make for thee and thy son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you bless your word. Lord, you show us through this man how we need to live, how we need to go put your word first, regardless of what it looked like to us, God. Oh, God, you bless your word. And as we speak according to what you have told us to say, Lord, you bring it to pass for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to use our subject. Let us do what God said. Let us do what God said. We see this prophet. That's what he was. He was a prophet, because whatever he said would come to pass. And he did something first that I know that he was afraid to do. He called. He said something like, it's not going to rain. I'm paraphrasing that. It's not going to rain until I say it's going to rain again. But the king won't really into doing what the prophet said. And the prophet had to run for his life once he gave the prophecy that the Lord had told him to give. See, he didn't just decide himself one day, you know, I think I'll go down here and I'll tell this king that it's not going to rain. That's not what happened. God told the prophet, you go tell the king that it's not going to rain until you say so, and I'm going to back up your word. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. We need to do what the Lord tells us to do. I don't care what it looked like. Sometimes you wonder what is going to happen. I remember one time I was on my job, and I wanted a job in the lab. And this guy that knew that I wanted a job in the lab, he said, "Carrie, it's a job coming open in the lab." I said, "I know, but that one is not mine." He said, "What?" He said, you said you wanted a job. I said, I do. I said, but see, in a couple of weeks, two more jobs going to come open. And the second one that comes open will be mine. So he got quiet to listen, to watch, to see what was going to happen. Okay, somebody that had more seniority than I had got that first job that had come open. I want to think it was my sister-in-law. She got that job. Then, two weeks later, two more jobs came open. And there was another girl that had seniority over me. She got the first job that came open, and when she did, another one came open right behind that. And when that second one came open, I got it. And he said, well, how did you know that? I said, I didn't know it, but God knew it. See, he wasn't surprised. He just said, well, Carol, I'm going to try to figure out how to get you a job. He didn't say that. He just told me what was going to happen. And he didn't just speak the words out loud. It was just a knowing in my spirit that caused it to happen that way. And I said, well, Lord, and I began to praise God when I told him that the second job would be mine. I just began to praise God. He said, well, why are you praising God? I said, because he told me that the next job, somebody else is going to get this job. Then after that, two more jobs coming open, and the second one would be mine. And he said, but why are you praising God? I said, because God said it. God can't fail. And this is what this prophet said. He took off and started running when God told him, but according to my word. When he said according to my word, he had to get up out of there because that judge, that king had planned on killing him. And he said, get thee hence and turn. God, this is God speaking. Get thee hence and turn eastward. God told him which way to turn. Turn thee eastward. Where, I lost my place. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. See, a lot of us think we too good to drink out of a brook, but when God got something for us, we don't need to turn it down. We don't need to turn down what God got for us. And then who in the world wants something to eat that the birds done had in their mouth? But God told him what to eat and told him he had prepared the birds to feed him and to give him some, and he could drink out of that brook. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. What God said, dude, that's what he did. He didn't turn his nose up. He took off and he started running. He went and hid where God told him to hide at. And that's what we need to do. We need to start being obedient to God. See, a lot of people think they got all the answers, but they don't have the answers. God got all the answers. When God got the answers, you don't have to worry about a thing because God is in control. He's not surprised at whatever happens. He don't say, uh-oh. I thought this was going to happen. No, God knows it all. Hallelujah. And we need to listen. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. But he went and dwelled at the brook Kidron that is before Jordan. He went where God told him. He didn't say, well, oh, I can go to just any brook. It's water in all of them. That's not what he did. He went where God told him to go. God gave him the name of a brook where he was supposed to go. Hallelujah, because God had already directed the birds, the ravens, to go there. Hallelujah. When God directs something, hallelujah, you ought to start grinning already because you know that what God said is coming to pass. Hallelujah. And the ravens brought him bread. And the word said flesh in this King James Version. But flesh means meat. He brought some meat, furnished the prophet, his prophet. That's why I got to say his prophet with bread and meat and water. Hallelujah. God knows what we need. And when God knows what we need, we don't have to worry about what somebody else needs. Hallelujah. If we know it all belongs to God, hallelujah, then we can depend on God to meet our needs. Hallelujah. But we have gotten to the place, hallelujah, that we don't depend on God no more. We try to depend on what we can do for ourselves. But we got to stop there, and we got to start depending on what God decides is the best for us. And I thank God for Jesus. We have to know, hallelujah, that God is in control of everything that we do. And then God sent him. He knew that that woman was in control. And that woman was in control because God knew that she was going to be obedient too. So when he got to her, she was doubtful to start with. She said, but I just got enough for me and my son. But she realized that she was talking to a prophet. And he told her, so look, make me a little bit first. And just make me a little cake first. And a lot of people would have said, well, yeah, you know, that greedy prophet, he wanted some. He wasn't worried about what that woman had for herself and her son. He tried to go and eat it all up. But in other words, what he did, he gave the woman the directions, and she did what he said. Hallelujah. And she said, well, I'm out here trying to pick up some sticks because I just got a little bit. But still, she made him that cake first. And I thank God for Jesus. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste. In other words, once you have taken care of my servant, I'm going to make sure that that barrel of meal don't go away until you have taken care of yourself. Hallelujah. And your son is going to be taken care of. Hallelujah. Because I understand, little lady, that you are more interested in your son eating than even yourself. So I'm going to take care of your son. Hallelujah. I'm going to make sure he has something to eat. And that barrel, hallelujah, is not going to get empty of meal. And them jugs you got that you went and borrowed, they're not going to get empty at all until, hallelujah, it rain again. Hallelujah. Until it rain again. How do we know that? God said it. If God said it, it's so. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. And I thank for each and every one of you. Because I know that when you hear that God has made a way for you, hallelujah, it might not be the way that you would have chosen, but still God made that way. And when God made the way, hallelujah, just that's what you say. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so now, we go and we see that this woman, hallelujah, and wait a minute, let me go down to verse 17. And verse 17 said, and it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. In other words, the devil tried to scare this woman. See, that's what the devil tried to do. When God does something real good for you, the devil wants to come and scare you to death. He's going to say boo real loud and see how fast he can make you run. But you see, God is still in control. I don't care what the devil say, God is still in control. Hallelujah. The devil is not controlling anything. Hallelujah. So, and the woman is still obeying God. The prophet is still obeying God. And we are going to still obey God. I remember this young lady, hallelujah, was full of demons. Hallelujah, one Sunday, and I was at this lady's church, and they was trying to pray with the lady, and after finally this young lady, she just pushed me apart because she wanted to finish praying so we could go back into the service. And I said, okay, so I let her do what she was doing. I let her go ahead and do what she was doing. And then when she got through praying, then I went over there and I told them, demons, you coming up out of there. That's what you're going to do. You're going to do it in the name of Jesus. You're not controlling anything. God is in control of this. I don't control it, but God does. And you coming up out of here, devil, every one of you. How many is down in there? And they start speaking. That girl's eyes got big. Her eyes got big, and she backed up. And I said, no. I said, how many's in there? Because it was four demons in there. And they told me who they were. And I said, now, you coming out in the name of Jesus. And because the woman had been hurting really bad because she had them demons in there. And one demon was anger, hallelujah. And when that anger demon went out, a whole lot of that pain that she was feeling went out too, hallelujah. So if you don't see, and the word said, all that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So if you busy calling on God and say, well, I know about God and I know about Jesus. You know about them, but you don't know them, and you're not on a first name basis with Jesus. You don't know what it takes to call those things to be not as though they are, because let me tell you what, everything that's going to be already is. Everything. Because see, after the sixth day, God didn't do no more work. Everything that He was going to make, on the sixth day, it was already made. So when God tells you to call this thing to be as though it already is, that's because it already is. And then when He tells us to call it to do it, then that means we can already start praising Him if we believe that God is who He say He is, and if we believe that Jesus is His Son, if we believe that Jesus died, and on the third day He rose from the grave, and then, hallelujah, He went back to heaven, hallelujah, hallelujah, then we got the authority. Jesus has given us the authority to call those things to be not as though they are. But we must believe that He is. But see, this girl knew her daddy was a preacher. She was a preacher. But what she didn't know, that she, what authority she had. That's what we have to do. We have to find out what authority we have. And when we have the authority that we are supposed to have, then we can call those things. Because God is not surprised. He's not even surprised that He knows who trusts Him. He's not surprised that we know who He is. You know, when He asked Peter, who do you say that I am? Hallelujah. Peter told him, you're the Son of God. And he said, you know, the Holy Spirit told you that. See, because the Holy Spirit, is the teacher, it's the leader, and guide us into all truth. Hallelujah. And when he lead us and guide us to all truth, all the devils in hell can't mess us up. And sometimes the devil will come by, and then he'll try to confuse your mind. Hallelujah. But that's how come you're supposed to read the Bible on a regular basis. Hallelujah. When you're talking, hallelujah, you got to understand that's what in the book of Ephesians, You're supposed to you're supposed to put on the whole armor of God. When you put on the whole armor of God, the devil can't trick you. Hallelujah. He even tried to talk to Jesus and get Jesus' mind confused while he was out there, hallelujah, in the wilderness. He tried to get Jesus confused. But he knew that Jesus started off in heaven, that Jesus was fixed him, made him who he was. Jesus knew, hallelujah, that he was the devil and that he knew where he started from. Hallelujah, because Jesus made him. The devil was a created being. But see, Jesus was not a created being. Hallelujah, because Jesus was God. Jesus was God himself. And hallelujah, and all the devils in hell couldn't change that. And then the devil was stupid enough to try to cause Jesus to think that he had control over him. He wanted him to bow down and worship him. He wanted some worship real bad. And hallelujah, he knew he was going to spend eternity in hell. Hallelujah. I heard somebody ask the pastor, what did the devil have the ability to repent? And he said, and they said they didn't know. No, he didn't, because he couldn't repent because he wanted to be God, and he wanted God to bow down to him. And any time you get to that stage, that means God has taken his hands back off of you and let you go about your business, because he knows you're a fool. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for everything that he has done. And I thank God, hallelujah, that he opened up my mind that I won't believe a lie. Because, see, people have come to the place now that they want to believe a lie. They don't want to believe the truth. And when I look out there and see those people out there wanting to have abortions and they say they got a right, and it amazes me that we ain't just talking about people. We're talking about people that go to church every Sunday and then they say they saved and stuff, but they think it's okay to murder. And I know I keep talking about it, and I'm sorry if you don't believe what I'm saying. All you got to do is go in the Word of God, and you will find it in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. And she said unto Elijah, this good woman, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Thou come unto me to call my sin to remember and to slay my son. And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into the loft, and where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon this widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord, and the Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he was there. Hallelujah. Isn't that somehow God listened to Elijah? And he'll listen to us, too. He'll listen to us, too. I remember when I had breast cancer, and I opened my window, and I said, I don't know why I do it, but I just do. Since I moved into this apartment, I raise my window when something go wrong, and I stick my head out the window, and I look up, and I tell the Lord what it is I want to talk to him about, because he told me that I could talk to him. He told you you could talk to him. Hallelujah. When I'm on a first-name basis with Jesus, I tell him whatever I want to tell him. Hallelujah. And I told him, Lord, the devil said I got breast cancer, but, Lord, I'm going to believe you. I know that it shows up on the x-ray. But, Lord, I speak to that lump in my breast right now, and I tell you to be gone. Okay. Yes, I did have surgery. But see, I understand this. God heals more than one way. Sometimes he's healed by somebody just speaking to it. Sometimes he heals by somebody touching it. Sometimes he heals by somebody just telling him about it. He heals however he wants to heal, and you don't tell him how to heal. You just tell him what's wrong and tell him what you want. Hallelujah. And then speak to the situation and tell it what you want. And God will do it. That's the word for the day. Hallelujah. Because God is in control. Hallelujah. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you right now for your written word. We thank you right now, Lord, for opening our hearts that we may live according to your word. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for those people that you have let out of prison that had done a bunch of time that really hadn't done anything. And then, Lord, we ask that you will go into those nursing homes and comfort those people. Hallelujah, that family put them in that nursing home, never went back to see about them. Oh, God, I just tell you to comfort their hearts in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. And dear Lord, have mercy on my nieces and nephews that just lost their daddy. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, just bind up the pain that's in their heart, God. In the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, bind up the pain in my heart as his little sister, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I glorify you, I praise you, and I honor you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. We'll see you next week, right back here next week, if the Lord say so, on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed, everybody. Bye-bye.
Listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised. I know ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good to happen, and brother, this could be that very day.
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other thing, created thing, will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Dietrich? Is that Dietrich Haddon that just walked in? What brings you to Fountain of Life?
Have your way. You can have your way in me, yeah. Can I be transparent for the minute? Some of those rumors that you heard, I probably did it. I'm not a perfect man, I admit it. But it's covered by the blood I've been forgiven. When I think of things I've done, I shake my head.
been struggling, I've been strained, but I'm on my way home. I've been struggling, I've been strained, but I'm on my way home. Let me tell y'all something. I've had a lot of things to happen to me in life. Sometimes life get hard. It cut just like a knife. I've been struggling, I've been straining, but I'm on my way home. Is that alright? I've been struggling, I've been straining, but I'm on my way home. Yes, I have. I've been struggling, God knows I've been straining, but I'm on my way home. I've took a lot of beating. I've even went without eating, but I've never lost a pound because they never let me down. I've been struggling, I've been strained, but I'm on my way home. One more time. I've been struggling, I've been strained, but I'm on my way home. Somebody out there been struggling too. But I'm on my way home. Now listen to this. I recorded a lot of songs. Some of them didn't get played. I never received a Grammy, but I hope somebody will say, I've been struggling, I've been straining, but I'm on my way home. That happened to me, y'all, since I decided to make Jesus my choice. I've been lied on, I've been talked about, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, I've been lonely. Anybody been lonely? I've been hungry, but that's all right.
Will you? about you. I don't know about you, cuz. And I can't speak for y'all in the balcony up there. But I'm gonna let y'all know what I came here to do tonight. Can I tell it?
I come to have a good time. I come to have a good time.
You know what I do? I take my seat as a preacher preach, and something starts to move all over me, and I say,
you in the mood. Somebody said, I'm trying to get to school. I don't know, but it's just like that, huh? Thank you again so much for catching the wave. You're number one quartet contemporary Christian station in the world. More music, more of the Word of God, and do we have the Word of God right here on this network each and every day, Mondays through Thursdays, and on Sundays. And you can tune in every Sunday. Have two awesome preachers coming forth every Sunday. One at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. is Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina. And at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon on Sundays is Overseer William Eli Radcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 East Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. So if you want to receive the Word of God on Sunday mornings, then tune in right here to the NL5 Radio Gospel Network, 10 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. for these powerful preachers that come forth preaching the Word of God. Look, we want to thank all of you far and near and all of the emails and your comments that we get on a daily basis, and we are going out to reach the masses, and you are part of this network as we continually give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. I'm yours truly, the Anointed One, always my pleasure. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. I'm going to see, can I take it up just a little bit higher? Somebody said, let's go higher. To God be the glory.
You know, when I think about my life, think about all the times when I ran the street doing the wrong thing. But the Lord still had grace on my life. And now that I gave my life to Jesus, I tell him every day,
Jesus,
you want me to go.
I can't
breathe
through.
Don't you see? maker, the beginning and the end. He's the governor of the nation. He's the joy of my salvation.